I'd like to introduce Kurt Rauscher, who runs an amazing program here in Bristol, Maine, working with young people who are offenders, have had trouble with the law, and he teaches them how to build and sail sailboats. How did you learn how to build boats?
Don't tell anybody. Lots of mistakes. Self-taught.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, that's also very Maine.
It is, in a way, it is, you know. I took every opportunity to learn and ask questions, and probably very stupid questions to very qualified boat builders, but I had a thirst for knowledge when it came to boat building, and you butcher a couple of boats, and you're disgusted with your own workmanship, and then you strive to learn more and to get better, and so I focused my life on my spiritual life and sailing, a family, of course, and trying to help other people.
And basically, how many young people are you working with at a time?
We do 30 young people per year. We do 4 very intensively over the winter time. We have a student-to-instructor ratio of 2-1. And when we sail with the kids in the summer, we hold the same ratio. From our experience, we find that this is the most effective ratio that we could ever hope for. We show tremendous results in the program, and I feel very strongly that it's that intensity between instructor and client that shows results.
Fellas, feel free to join in. How did you guys get into the program?
They gave me a choice, and I took this.
All of the young people here are from the Maine Department of Corrections referrals. Mm-hmm. So they have broken the law, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily bad people. Right, guys?
Right.
Everybody needs a second chance, and they've done phenomenally well.
And basically, how long does it take to build a boat, typically?
Depends on your motivational level. Tell us, how long does it take to build a boat?
Well, I don't really know exactly. It's taken a long time. That's all I know. It's just a long time. So,
but, you know, we have to qualify that because these young people really had limited skills when they came here. And they have really blossomed since they've come here, both intellectually and with their physical dexterity, their physical capabilities. And so what seems like a long time to them in actual man hours is not that long. We have different what we call phases, right? And we work very intensely with the young people in the beginning of the session in order to mentor them as much as we can, teach them the skills that they need, and then gradually, I'll make an analogy, it's like raising children, right? At some point in their lives, you have to start stepping back and giving more freedom. And as these guys have developed over the year, we've gotten back from that in intense supervision, and I think they've really risen to the occasion.
How many young people have come through the program?
Through the winter program now, we've done 20, probably. We do have some years of high turnover. Not everybody can adjust themselves to the requirements of the program.
Is there any kind of thought that you'd like to put out, or a vision out there? Things seem to very often look grim.
I guess my own worldview is it is a grim place. There is a lot of heinous activity out there, and we all need to work towards that peace and tolerance that I strive for, and that understanding. And I think all of us are called to, hopefully at some point in our life's journey, come to some kind of spiritual awareness. And once someone reaches that, perhaps it'll be better. So we keep praying and we keep working and trying to do the right thing. And that's what I like to say.